Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14. We're continuing with the description of performance of Vrindavan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This chapter is called The Performance of Vrindavan Pastimes, and it's all about the Rath Yatra Festival. And we're in the very beginning of it. The car is moving. Mahaprabhu was taking rest in a garden, and when he returned, the car was not moving and was not able to be moved even by the strongest wrestlers in Jagannath Puri, nor by the most powerful elephants. They were drunken elephants, they were mad elephants, but they could not move the cart. And Lord Chaitanya told the king Prataparudra, who was quite distressed about this fact that the cart was not moving, standing still. He said, just let go of the ropes, give the ropes to our men. So as soon as Mahaprabhu placed the ropes of the car in the hands of his own friends, then apane ratera pache tele mata dia hadhad kari rata chali ladhaya. Mahaprabhu went behind Jagannath's cart and started to push with his head. This is the origin of the phrase, put your head into it. You should put your head into your work. Put your head into it. So even God put his head into Jagannath's cart. So of course, this is Radharani pushing Krishna. Radharani pushing Krishna back to Vrindavan. It was then, after Lord Chaitanya pushed the cart with his head, that the car began to move and roll along, making a rattling sound. Hud hud kari. Hud hud kari. We were attended several Rath Yatras, and maybe some of you have also. Have any of you had the privilege to be walking near the wheels?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the sound is something like the crashing of the ocean waves. Because it has a wooden axle, and it's fresh wood, because they make the carts every year. I don't know if they make the wheels every year, but maybe the wheels also. It's all fresh wood, the axle's wood, the wheels wood, the hub, everything. So there's all this creaking sounds of wood against wood, and it sounds something like this. It's like growling, it's this deep, resonant growling. Very much like the waves of the ocean. Bom, bom. Bhaktagana kachihante kari matradhai apane chalila rata tanite napai. Indeed, the car began to move automatically, and the devotees simply carried the ropes in their hands. They didn't have to clutch the ropes tightly or strain or pull them walking along. Since the cart was moving effortlessly, they did not need to pull it. Anande karaye loka jaya jaya dhani jaya jagannatha vai aranahi shuni. When the car moved forward, everyone began to chant with great pleasure. Anand, bliss. All glories to Lord Jagannath! No one could hear anything else. Nime sheta gela rata gundicha ratvar chaitanya pratapa degi loke chamatkar. In a moment, the car reached the door of the Gundicha temple. Upon seeing the uncommon strength of Mahaprabhu, all the people were struck with wonder. Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya He Mata Kolahala Loke Danya Danya. The crowd made a tumultuous sound, vibration, chanting Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then the people began to chant, wonderful, wonderful, Dekiya Pratapa Rudra Patra Matra Sange Prabhura Mahima Deki Preme Phule Ange. Seeing the greatness of Mahaprabhu, Prataparudra and his ministers and friends were so moved by ecstatic love that the hairs on their bodies stood on end. Pandavijaya Tavekari Sevaka Gane Jagannatha Vasilagya Nija Samhasane. All the servants of Jagannath then took him down from the car, and the Lord went to sit on the throne. This is in the Pandita. Subhadra Balarama Nija Simhasane Aila Jagannathera Snanavoga Haite Lagila. Subhadra and Balaram also sat on their respective thrones. Then followed the bathing of Jagannath and finally the offering of food. So you saw that Kundicha this morning, there's some Singhasan. Sing, it says here, Nija Singhasan, in translation is throne. Singhasan, sing, their own Nija Singhasan, their own thrones. So you saw that this morning. So after his long ride on his chariot, then he, to freshen up, he took a bath. As we often do, we go traveling somewhere and come to a new destination, take a bath, feel fresh, take some long prasad. Standard procedure. Anginate mahabhu lana bhaktagan anande aharamba kaila nartana kirtan. Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra sat on their singhasans. Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to perform Sankirtan with great pleasure, chanting and dancing in the yard of the temple. Anande Mahaprabhu Prema Utaila Utalila Deki Savaloka Premi Sagare Vasila. While Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing, overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Prema Utalila, all the people who saw Mahaprabhu were flooded in the ocean of love of Godhead. Prema Sagar. We have Ganga Sagar, Mela, and Magmas, where the Ganga enters the Bay of Bengal. It's a big Mela every year. Maybe it's Makar Sankranti and Magmas. It's in Magmas. So this is Prema Sagar. Everyone was merged in the ocean of Prema. Nrityakari Sandhyakali Arati Dekila Aitota Asi Prabhu Vishrama Karila. In the evening, after finishing his dancing in the yard of the Gundisha temple, the Lord observed the Arati ceremony. Thereafter, he went to a place called Aitota and took rest for the night. Aitota is that whole area around Gundisha. Advaitadi Bhakta Gana Nirmantrana Kaila Mukya Mukya Navajana Navadina Paila. For 9 days, 9 chief devotees headed by Vaityacharya got an opportunity to invite Mahaprabhu to their homes. While Jagannath was in a temple, Gundicha was the name of the wife of Indradyumna. It's told that first he made, when he first came here, or was here as king, he had a very huge sacrifice. First, he installed a deity of Lord Nisringadev, the Sringavagavan, whom we saw today. Yogya Nisringa, he's Shant Nisringa. He's very happy because Lakshmi is sitting on his lap. But then there's behind him, there's another form, there's a second deity of Ugra Nisringa. And he's the Nisringa that has Hiranyakashipu in his lap. Right? Both are in the lap, like laptop. That's the original laptop. Nisringa started the original, the first laptop computer was Hiranyaksha. But that wasn't a very good job, so Nisringa took it apart. He took that computer apart and threw it away. And then he decided to make a better one, so he made a Lakshmi computer. And he kept that computer on his lap. So Lakshmi Devi is also on the left of Nisringa Devi. But you can see, so if you're favorably disposed, then you can be in a very fortunate position in relationship to the Lord. Because Lakshmi Devi is very favorably disposed towards the pleasure and service of Bhagavan. Anukunyena Krishnanam Shilam Bhakti Uttamam. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. There are thousands. Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. There's thousands and thousands of Lakshmi Devis, or the original Lakshmi Devis, Gopis and Sakhi Manjaris, surrounding Krishna, and they're completely overwhelmed, sambrama, overwhelmed and beside themselves, being absorbed in sevyamanam, in Krishna's service. Govinda Madhi Purusham, Govinda Seva. So Lakshmi Devi's like that. So she's always on the left, Lakshmi and Srinu, favorably disposed, Krishna Anukulya, rendering favorable service, and very tightly connected to the Lord, on the lap of the Lord, like a baby on the lap of his mother, protected, safe, secure, nourished. So the surrender devotee who is following the footsteps of the great devotees like Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Devi exemplified a perfection of devotional service. What limb of devotion does Lakshmi personify the perfection of? Padasevanam. Padasevanam means serving the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees and things and persons and objects connected to the Lord, Tadinam Samarjanam. Who personifies the perfection of hearing, attaining perfection by hearing about the Lord? Brikshi Maharaj. And who attained perfection by chanting about the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord? Shukadeva Goswami. Who attained perfection by remembering the Lord's glories? Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj Aki. Who attained perfection in devotional service by rendering the devotional limb of Archanam? I believe it's King Prithu. He did very elaborate deity worship, so many yagyas and pujas and worship. Then Vandanam, who shows the example of Vandanam? I believe it's Akura. Akura's prayers. It's either Brahma or Akura. I believe it's the... I'm basing my answer on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This information comes to us from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami is describing the nine limbs of devotion, and he's describing which devotees most exemplifies the perfection of this limb of devotion. So this Vandanam, which is prayers, is the prayers by Akura. He's a little bit considered somewhat of a negative figure. He's Krishna's uncle. And of course, the gopis don't feel very good about Akura. Because the word Akura is very similar to English. Krura means cruel. Almost exactly the same word, cruel. And Akura means not cruel. So he's not supposed to be cruel. He's supposed to be kind, compassionate, generous. But he did the height of cruelty. Animal cruelty. Gopi cruelty. And he took Krishna and Balaram away from the gopis. It's like dissecting them while they're alive. It's one thing to dissect a dead animal in biology class. Of course, that's also pretty gross. But frogs and rats, and then you go to, then you graduate. When you grow up, you get to dissect human bodies. It's pretty cruel. But Akura came and dissected the gopis while they were alive. He cut out their hearts. Krishna and Balaram are the very hearts. The hearts of Balaram's gopis is Balaram. In the hearts of Krishna's gopis is Krishna. When Jagannath was in the Gandhicha, Mahaprabhu went and ate in different devotees' homes. Arabhakta gana chatur masya jata din eka eka dina kari karila bandhan. During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations to the Lord for 1 day each. In this way they shared invitations. So there were 120 lucky devotees. 120 minus 8. Right? Why 8? Because there's 8 ekadasis in 4 months. 120 days minus 8 becomes 112 days. So there are 112 lucky devotees. Charimasara dina mukya bhakta banti nila ara bhakta avasara na paila. During Chaturmasi, the 4 months of the rainy season, 250 devotees came from Srikanda and Shantipur and Mayapur and Navadvip Mandal. And they came with their wives and children and they stayed for 4 months in Jagannath Puri, associating with the Lord every day, chanting Satnam Sankirtan every day, taking prasadam every day. And then taking prasad means they were, each family of the, practically each one of the families was able to invite Lord Chaitanya to their home to honor their cooking and also Jagannath's Mahaprasad, because mostly all of his associates were Brahmins. Daily invitations were shared among the important devotees. The rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend an invitation to the Lord. So the Mukhya Bhakta had to be the chief devotees. Egdi Nimantrana Kari Duiti Nemili E Matamahaprabhura Nirmantrana Kili. Since they could not get one day each, two or three devotees combined to extend an invitation. Now that's clever. So the Lord may go to one devotee's house, but then two or three other devotees also cook. So at that one house, there's two or three people cooking. And that also happens here in the modern times. If some sannyasi is going to a disciple's house, then other disciples will send offerings. Like, I've had that experience. I go to someone's house and there's so many things. I said, you cook all these things. No, so-and-so cooked this and sent this, and so-and-so cooked this and sent that, and so-and-so. Where are they? Oh, they're busy, they're working, or they're with their children, but they wanted to do, so there's five or six different ladies cooking offerings, in addition to the host. But the same thing is going on. These are the pastimes of Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations. So this way everyone was satisfied. This is the win-win situation. No devotee, mukhya or gona, mukhya or primary or secondary devotees, everyone got a chance to cook something and offer it directly to the Lord. Vapu seva. So all Lord Chaitanya managed things in such a way that all the parties would be happy and all the parties would be pleased with their relationship. Pratakali snana kari dekhi Jagannath Sankirtani nritya kari bhaktagana sat. After taking his bath in the morning, Pratakal, Mahaprabhu would go to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. Then he would perform Sankirtan with the devotees. Kavu Advaite Nachaya, Kavu Nityanande, Kavu Haridase Nachaya, Kavu Achyutanande. By chanting and dancing, Mahaprabhu induced Advaita Acharya to dance. Sometimes he induced Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and Achyutananda, the son of Advaita, to also dance. Kavu Vrakreshvare Kavu, Arabhakta Gane, Sri Sandhya Kirtana Kare Gundicha Prangane. Sometimes Mahaprabhu engaged Vrakreshwara and other devotees in chanting and dancing. Three times daily, morning, noon, and evening, Mahaprabhu would perform Sankirtan in the yard of the Gundicha temple during the 9 days that Lord Jagannath Balaram resided there. Vrindavane Aila Krishna, He Prabhura Gyan. Krishnera viraha spurti haila avasan. At this time, Mahaprabhu felt that Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking like this, Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Krishna subsided. So Gundicha is also called Sundara Achala. It's something, Achala means mountain, and Sundara means golden in this particular context. And Neelachala is the blue hill where Lord Jagannath resides. So these two raised areas are the equivalent of Nandagaon and Barsana. So Mahaprabhu is always burning in the fire of separation from Krishna in Radhabhav, Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav. But now at this time, there's no separation. For 9 days and nine nights, her beloved Lord, her Pranath, is residing in the gardens of Vrindavan. Gundicha is the gardens of Vrindavan. So that's why it's saying that morning, noon, and night he would perform Sankirtan. All day and night he was dancing for the pleasure of Jagannath, Rajendra Nanda. Radha Sange Krishna Lila, Hey Haila Gyane, Eira Se Magna Prabhu, Haila Apane. Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Sange Krishna Lila, Haila Gyane. And thus he remained personally immersed in this consciousness. Rasa Magna, this is Rasa. He was merged in this Rasa Magna. Mahaprabhu Radharani was merged in this Rasa of associating with Krishna, Krishna's Leela. Radha Sange Krishna Leela. Nana Odhyani Bhakta Sange Vrindavana Leela Indradunya Sarovare Kare Jala Kela. Remember Indradumna Sarovara? We went there this morning. That was established by King Indradumna in Satyuga. He was doing a very huge, he was doing 100 Ashwamedha Yagyas there, horse sacrifices. And so many cows were collected there to provide milk, yogurt, and ghee for this continuous Yagyas that he was doing. There was literally lakhs and lakhs of cows there. And he also donated lakhs and lakhs of cows to all the brahmanas. So when all those cows collected over there, the sum total of all the cow hooves, the feet of the cow, were dug up the dirt in such a way to make a deep impression, deep depression in the earth. And then they were passing urine, as cows often do. And there was so much water over there that eventually it all filled up with cow urine and water. And became this very famous Kund Indradumna Sarovara, which is considered a holy Tirtha place. It's one of the Panch Tirthas of Jagannath Puri. Mahodadi is the Mahatirth bathing the ocean. Then there's Narendra Sarovara, Indradumna Sarovara, Sweta Ganga. But they have five important bathing places here. And they're all very purifying and elevating, and one attains great sukriti by bathing there. So there are many gardens near the Gaudiya temple, and Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform Vrindavan Leela in each one of those gardens. In the lake named Indradumna, he sported in the water Jalkeli. Apane sakala bhakte sinche jaladiya Sabhavakta Gana Shinche Chodike Vidya. Mahaprabhu personally splashed all the devotees with water, and the devotees surrounded him on all sides and also splashed the Lord. Although he didn't enter Indradumna Sarovara to enact this pastime, in the memory of that pastime, the venue was changed, but the pastime and the memory was the same. So the Mahaprabhu Das, and the das, anadasas, and dasis of Mahaprabhu entered into Mahodadi, the Mahasagar, the Mahatirtha ocean, and they surrounded Mahaprabhu Das, and they pelted him with volleys, repeated volleys of water, till his eyeballs fell out. And he had to say, "Uncle, uncle, I am defeated. By the power of devotion. Guru Bhakti Ki Jai.